on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
Well, we're glad you joined us on ABQ Connect. Stay with us. Coming up later today, some of your favorite programs. You may tune in daily to hear from Skip Heitzig on Connect. Remember, you can hear Skip tonight at 6:30. And, you know, whether it's Connect with Skip or one of the other programs you listen to, maybe The Alternative with Tony Evans or Know the Truth Overnight with Philip DeCourcy, which, by the way, if you haven't heard, wow, just some what a great lineup of teachers we have. And each of these ministries, they're nonprofit ministries, you know, and they have limited resources to be on the air where they are. Most of them that you hear on KLYT are on across the country and even across the world. We would encourage you to reach out to them, especially, you know, if there's a ministry you know has had an impact on your life, and it's an encouragement to them just to know that. I mentioned Connect with Skip. And you can reach that ministry by calling toll-free 1-800-922-1888 or go to connectwithskip.com/donate. You'll find out more information on the website. And as I mentioned, you know, we just mentioned the contact for Connect with Skip Heitzig, but go to klyt.fm. You'll find the complete lineup there. If you click on the, learn more, links that are on the schedule, you'll get all the information you need to reach out to these ministries and let them know that you're listening on KLYT in Albuquerque. That way they know the resources they put towards being on the air here are having an impact. And we, as a staff, I will tell you, we do hope and pray that the content you hear on KLYT is a blessing to you and making a difference in your life and in your family. Including ABQ Connect. And we hope the information you hear on ABQ Connect, you can put to use, whether it's introducing you to organizations or providing you with public policy information and so much more. Look for the archives for this show at abqconnect.online. I want to thank Jared, our engineer, who puts us on the air every day. He turns up the volume and pushes the buttons and plays the spots for you between the segments. And after the show, Jared makes sure that content is available to you by posting it at abqconnect.online. So, Jared, thanks so much for what you do to assist us in making this happen. Very important part of the ministry. Our next guest, Mindy Brous, in studio. Mindy, welcome. This is our first time meeting. We our first, hopefully, of many times.
Yeah, I look forward to it.
We'll have you back in studio. And before we get to our talk about homeschooling and ways families can help each other, ministry isn't anything new to you. I just found out by bringing you into studio, you are part of a ministry in these mountains.
Yeah, my husband is on staff at Mountain Christian Church in Cedar Crest, so we've been there for over 10 years. Yeah.
All right. Well, and I'm going to tell the listener what I told Mindy, and Mindy, you can testify that I went here. I want to know about those free events those churches are having. I've never visited your church, but it's family to me.
Yeah.
You know, the body of Christ is a good sized body, and we want to know about free events that churches are planning for the community, you know, those events that draw the unchurched, mm-hmm. People that wouldn't normally darken the doorway, right?
Yeah.
Something that would bring them, maybe it's a conference, maybe it's a VBS, mm-hmm. I'm putting you on the spot, the website for the church.
I think it is mcccedarcrest.com, but I'm not positive.
Okay. And just do a search for the church and find out about their VBS. They've got a free VBS coming up for those.
And we're having the same theme as you guys. We're doing the same program.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
It's a great one.
Yeah, I noticed that as I you know, there's a few that are very similar or exactly the same.
Yeah.
But now Mindy comes to us. She is a homeschooling mom. How long have you been homeschooling?
I've been homeschooling 25 years. We have 7 kids. We've graduated 4, and we still have 3 at home.
Okay, so Your oldest is 25.
26.
26. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then
homeschooled a foster son first, believe it or not. Yeah.
I would argue then you've been homeschooling since you were 26.
Yeah.
For 26 years. I remember my first year of homeschooling, we had a 5-year-old and someone asked, so how long, I've never met you before. It was co-op that we were in.
Yeah.
How long have you been homeschooling? And I said,
She's five. exactly.
Curriculum or not, we're teaching them from the get-go.
We are.
What drew you to homeschooling? Did you have kids in public school?
I'm kind of one of those people that said I'd never be one of those weird, unsocialized homeschoolers.
You're not.
And then now I'm a weird homeschooler. Definitely not unsocialized. I'm as extroverted as they come. But I taught special education before I stayed home. I was the teacher for the deaf. And I loved it. I loved that job. Then I got pregnant.
Do you do American Sign Language?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have information for you.
Excellent.
Remind me after the show.
Okay, I sure will. So then I got pregnant and I started realizing all the reasons I had originally wanted to stay home as a mom, because I really was passionate about that. I wanted to be there for all the things and see every moment and read to them all day and do all the things. I started to realize that I wanted to also be the one to watch them learn to read and watch them grow academically. And so then I was like, wait, Paul, I think we might need to be a weirdo and do this homeschooling thing. And we had a foster son who was deaf at the time. He was one of my former students. So God brought us to homeschooling as the same as he brought us to fostering. He just directed it. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah.
Started
it. Mm-hmm. And I fell in love with it. I didn't realize how much I'd enjoy it. And I just love it.
Now, for those listening that may be unfamiliar with homeschooling, did you kind of make it up as you went along, or did you use a curriculum? Did you kind of use a mix?
That's a great question. So when we first started, I found a curriculum called Sunlight, and I used that because it was heavy in literature. I knew I wanted beautiful living books, so I used that and then kind of pieced together the other subjects, which is real common. A lot of people do that. I met with homeschoolers, asked them what they use. That's a really beautiful way to start getting your foundations. But now I'm looking back 25 years later. I mentioned to you earlier, I started a podcast. I hosted a podcast for 2 years titled A Bookend to Homeschoolers.
Is that still available?
You can still get that. Yep. And we started it during the pandemic because so many people were thrust into homeschooling in different ways. And we wanted to make a primer. So our episodes, our first 10 especially, are about if you're just wanting to start homeschooling, you don't just go buy a curriculum, as tempting as that is, but it's like a beautiful candy store.
Yeah.
And you need to find out what kind of candy sits well on my tummy first, and then I'll go to that one. So it's real similar.
Bookend.
Yeah.
Homeschoolers.
We called it that because I had been homeschooling 20-something years when we started, and I think it was 22, and she had been homeschooling too. So we came at it from both ends of the bookshelf, so to speak.
Yeah. After 20 years, you might forget what it was like to be brand new to
it. Was.
You could maybe feel intimidated. What are some of the biggest reasons you think people decide, either from the get-go or after having their kids, either in private or public school, that they're going to homeschool?
Yeah. One of the beautiful things about homeschooling is it's so individualized. But through the years, homeschoolers have changed. Originally in America, when it was illegal and all for a long time, the big first round, the ones on the front lines for homeschoolers, were those who wanted a Christian education and wanted to be able to direct their kids with that, but maybe couldn't afford private and things like that. So it was a lot of faith-based reasons, wanting to teach history, wanting to read books that were godly and drew their children and their students to the faith or faith-based conversation. So they wanted that. As time has gone on, homeschooling has quadrupled. It has grown so much. A lot of that now, Steve, has to do with bullying, has to do with situations where students aren't safe or valued. They might struggle.
And maybe recently the pandemic.
Correct.
In spite of the fact schools are back in session, I'm imagining some parents found out my student's doing so much better.
Exactly. It so many people decided to homeschool instead of doing online for their kids all day. And that has stuck around because they see the benefits of having their days operate differently, and their students get to really lean into their strengths and get help where they need it, but really lean into their strengths and do things as a family. So, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I'll tell you, we homeschooled and pretty much through mid high, and then at high school, our kids, most of them went to charter schools. But one of the things I remember too is because of my work schedule, in order to do things together as a family and to share time together, I mean, quite, and a lot of people hear this and go, that's not okay. It was for our family.
Yeah.
Our family would be up till 11 or so at night with little kids, because that was the clock we were on.
That was real similar how we came to it, Steve, because my husband ran summer camps for kiddos with learning disabilities or physical disabilities our whole marriage, and until like 5 years ago only. And so we couldn't travel in the summer. We couldn't go do anything because from early May to mid-August, we were ministering in that. And so we realized, that means we don't get to go do anything as a family very often. And so we came to it so that our schedule could fit our family, and we could do that really, really well.
Well, we hope those that are listening that are considering homeschooling will reach out, and we're going to get some contact information here shortly. We're also going to talk about homeschool co-op, opportunity to partner with other families that are doing the same thing you're trying to do and sharpen one another, and you can be a part of that, we'll come back with more information on it with Mindy Brouse right after this on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There is still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
All right, we're right in the middle of a conversation with Mindy Brouse. She is a part of the Integrated Co-op. And Mindy, actually, I didn't ask you, are you like queen of the co-op?
No, I'm just the director. That's a fun title though.
Integrated co-op. Tell me a little bit about the history.
Okay.
And what, and we've got about 5 minutes.
Okay.
And what our listeners should know about integrated co-op.
All right. So co-ops are a great way for homeschoolers to build community, get some accountability, also have some support for their students. Sometimes students do better discussing certain topics and hashing things out with a group, and co-ops provide that. Our co-op is a little bit different. Well, actually, Steve, you know what? It's a lot different. There's not one like this in the city at all. And so
Until now.
Until now. That's right. That's right. That's right. We're so excited. We're starting in the fall. We have over 22 students for our elementary program and about 12 for our mid and high school. So our co-op is different, and let me tell you why. First of all, we are going to cover all the major subjects that you need to cover: history, literature, science, all of that. But the subjects are integrated, and what that means is, like, next year we'll be studying 1600 to 1850. So all of our subjects, fine arts, history, literature, science.
Makes sense.
They'll all be connected.
Yeah.
Because kids make those connections better if you help them see them versus assuming they're going to see the connections, which they just usually don't. So our historical fiction will be set during then, poetry, music, art, all of it. We will follow that timeline. Book clubs, we're going to have a book club because I love reading. Steve, it's one of my very favorite things in the world. We're going to have hands-on activities 2 to 3 times a day. We're only going to meet once a week, Mondays from 9 to 3:30, depending on your kids' ages. We're going to give you lesson plans. We're going to provide team learning. So the 7th and 8th graders are going to meet and do half their subjects together. And then they'll separate out and do what we're calling the leveled subjects. Same thing for our high schoolers. We're going to meet together, whichever grade the students are in, and do those non-leveled subjects, fine arts, history, literature. And then we'll separate out into things like science and math so that that can be leveled. We're going to give the parents lesson plans, like I said, for free. It is a classical / Charlotte Mason Christian group. So we're going to be leaning into living books. We're going to memorize, but we're going to do a lot of beautiful things together. My favorite part of the day is going to be what we're calling connections. And that's where at the end of the time, we say, where did you see God being glorified in this? Where do you see our subjects being connected? let's look and share where we saw truth, goodness, and beauty today in our class time.
I love it. Yeah. Now, we've got about 2 minutes, so I want to make sure we do this. Someone listening and thinking, wow, that sounds very involved. Mm-hmm. What is the cost?
Oh, yeah. This is the best part. And Steve, again, people keep saying, this sounds too good to be true. But I have learned in 25 years of homeschooling, parents need support. Not all of us can afford to go buy that support. So we can come together and do it. It is only going to be $200 for the year for the elementary students, $300 for high school and middle school because of the labs will be a little bit more involved. But the parent, I'll give you the lesson plans. You will follow that plan. You have to be on site if your kid is in elementary school, but you don't necessarily have to be in class. Min and I are both drop off. But like I said, it's super affordable. We give you the lesson plans so that you can follow them and get that support.
Okay, and I do want to remind people, if you just tuned in, we're talking to Mindy Brouse. She is the director, soon-to-be queen, of Integrated Co-op. And what would be the way for a parent that wants to find out more to contact Integrated Co-op?
Yeah, so we have a Google sheet we can send you. It's got 7 pages of information. We also have a YouTube channel. If you reach out to me via email, Mindy Brouse, that's like mouse, but with a B-R, at gmail.com. And then on YouTube, if you look for the Integrated Homeschool Co-op, we have some videos on there to give you some information, and then I'd be happy to chat with you.
Okay, and a reminder, if you missed a portion of this conversation, you want to hear some of the information we gave repeated, you'll find it at abqconnect.online. And Mindy, as things progress, will you keep us updated?
Oh, I'd love to. I'd love to. We were especially building our mid and high school student classes. We have a small group right now, but we'd like to add about 3 more students to each class. So we'd love to have you.
Okay. And do people need to be connected by a certain time? Or it's like, you know what? Anytime's a good time.
Yeah. For mid and high school, when we fill up, we fill up. But that's, okay. Yeah.
All right.
Anytime.
We'll do it again. Thanks, Mindy. And stay with us. Coming up after the break, Jay Sekulow. And, of course, at 3 o'clock, we'll get to Family Talk. Thanks so much for tuning in and listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.